catch up on Kennedy Malloy anywhere. Now use super fast internet anywhere with OVO Boom prepaid mobile broadband. No contracts, no wires. OVO.com.au. Buckle up, Australia. Here they come. Straight from a very long lunch. And frankly, this could go anywhere. This is Kennedy Malloy.
It sure is, and welcome to our Cup Eve show. It is the eve of another Melbourne Cup, the race that stops a nation. We'll be speaking to Bruce McAvaney.
Well, he's the one I want to speak to, and there's someone else I want to speak to who knows all about racing, has been brought up in a family of racing.
Yes,
Emma Friedman, Triple M's own Emma Friedman.
We'll get all the colour and all the pizzazz.
I've got a big question about the dresses as well. I want to ask if it's not too girly.
I hope it's not the same one I'm thinking about.
Oh, really? It could be.
Yes, well, I've noticed a certain trend this year.
Have you now?
It's come to the attention of my eye. Hey, hens nights are back on the... Someone had a beauty. What's her name? Yasmin Yarburgh?
Yasmin, yes, who is Karl Stefanovic's fiancée.
She's had a hens night.
Yes.
And
what?
It was all happening, and it came to my attention. There's someone there I want to talk about.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and we might ask you about hens nights as well. We might get you to agree up and tell us about your hens nights.
That'd be great, everybody.
That would be good.
About that. We also want to hear something, whether you're going to have or not. Maya has put the kibosh on work Christmas parties this year.
That is bullshit.
No, well, they've done it. And they've said, we wanted you to concentrate on productivity, something that might not go astray on this show. I don't know what's happening with our Christmas party.
We don't need a Christmas party to get that lecture. Hey, Dave, you don't need a Christmas party. Any work function works for you.
And that's true.
For you to lower your... Well, you're probably the reason why they're banning these Christmas parties.
They're not going to ban us.
We'll
read that out for you later.
Prohibitive rules.
And also, we're going to look at some pet peeves of your partner's spending. Different things bug different sexes. About
all
spending.
Right.
Yes,
right,
so I've got a list of those things too.
All right. And there may be another chicken heiress on the market.
And any hot tips for the races?
You didn't hear what I just said.
I did, sorry, because I want to go back to it.
All right, no, we'll go back to it later. We'll take your calls, we'll take your tweets. Get on board. Hello, Jane Kennedy. Hello, Dave.
Mickey and Jane.
Mickey.
Just before we begin, can I just have a look? I'm looking at our sheet, which has all our guests on for this week. Have you seen this? This is bloody brilliant.
Okay, go ahead.
Lawrence Mooney.
Yes.
Harry Shearer.
Wow.
Harry Shearer.
I know, that's
from
great.
Spinal Tap from The Simpsons. Mm. Scott Darlow and Sarah McLeod performing live.
Excellent.
With special guests, am I right?
I think so.
Are you performing with them?
I might be doing a bit of clicking finger tambourine work in the background.
And what about a bit of...
Yeah.
I don't know about...
Bring in the cowbell.
Oh, come on.
All right.
Don't cut me out of the action.
Right. Cowbell has to go.
Maybe.
In.
All right. Definitely. So you're doing a bit of that. Nazim Hussain is in, so we'll be chatting to him. Dave O'Neill, Jonathan Thurston.
Hello.
Legendary.
Brilliant.
Jonathan Thurston will be on, Limo. Everyone else, it's going to be fantastic.
It's going to be wonderful.
How's your weekend?
My weekend was lovely. Actually, my weekend was really very great. I saw Bohemian Rhapsody.
Oh, good
Lord. Can't recommend it more highly.
You walk into the wrong
Run,
cinema,
don't walk. Mick, I'm not kidding. I'm going to take you to Gold Class. Let's sit next to each other. I'll take the tissues. You'll love it.
Tissues?
Well, it's not such
a tearjerker.
No, you cry from the emotion of hearing the brilliance of Queen.
Okay, it's got bad reviews. You're saying ignore the reviews?
It's got a couple, maybe three or four bad reviews. Everything else is glowing.
And you loved it?
I loved it.
It looks a bit sketch comedy to me. It looks like wigs, hair wigs. You know when we used to go back and go, oh, let's do a netball sketch and we'd all put on a wig and a...
I know your fear. I felt the same, but do not fear.
I went and saw it as well, and I went the blub.
Yeah.
I went the blub in the cinema.
The guy who plays Freddie Mercury, Ravi.
Oh, he's amazing.
Should win an Oscar
Did
for that.
Did you have the scene with the dwarves walking around?
Spoke about
plates,
it.
No, but plates they on their heads full of cocaine?
Almost.
Yeah. Well, why would they not include that scene?
It's not good. Listen, if you're worried about that.
I just wanted more out of that movie in the end. Like, it was really good, but I thought there's a bit more left in it. That's what I thought.
Jeez.
Okay.
Where'd
but
it finish?
Then it'll go for
how'd
5 hours.
How did he die?
Well, what do you mean, how did he die?
Tell me
he died of AIDS.
Yeah, and
he died of pneumonia.
And how did they depict that?
They didn't.
Oh, they didn't. They didn't get to that bit.
That was my problem with
it. Well, why do you want to? We wanted to see the music.
Well, I just thought if it's a biographical, if it's a band,
it's the story of Queen.
It's logical conclusion.
It's the story of Queen.
Well, would you do Nirvana without Kurt Cobain? Like,
well, you might because it's the decision by Queen to talk about their music and the band and how the band came to fruition.
I'm afraid.
Gosh, you're a sticker.
Do you know what I love? I do love Queen. And I love, do you know what I'm interested
come
in?
Come and see the movie.
Yeah, but I don't want to ruin it for me.
It won't ruin it.
No, it doesn't.
Who can play Freddie Mercury?
Oh, my God. Wait till you see this dude.
Yeah, he's awesome.
Freddie Mercury was just... That's why Queen can't replace Eddie Murphy.
Yeah.
Eddie Mercury. How can you... Well, how can you replace him to play him?
Trust us,
this
Mick.
This guy's pretty good.
Trust us.
We went home, watched the videos, Live Aid again on YouTube.
They portray Live Aid. I'm not going to say anything more about
did
the
you
film.
Feel like leaving and going a big cookie duster?
Yes,
like
I did.
A big mistake.
No, it's really good.
It makes you want to go and put on your Queen albums as soon as you get home, which is what I did.
I do love Queen.
All right, we'll be at the show on the road.
When it came out, did Bohemian Rhapsody get terrible reviews?
Yes.
It did,
Totally.
Because they wouldn't have known what to make of it.
No, of course not. But that's what the film will tell you if you
can
put up with that.
Is there any chance we can play it?
We will get someone before the end of the show.
No, now.
Well... Do you really want me to play it?
Yeah, I do. Well, I'm curious now.
All right, why not? It'll go for about 5 minutes.
Good.
Is that all right?
Go get a cuppa, everyone.
Yeah.
All right, I've got a
Whitney's not
a couple of things here.
Have you got one?
I can play it.
Well, why can't we play it?
Yeah, let's do it.
We're talking about it like it's of interest to people.
I think that's a great idea.
I'd like maybe call up and tell us what you think.
Well, if people saw the movie, tell us what you thought.
All right, well, now we're...
Let's just throw out the whole run
now. It's Oprah, is it?
Well, you want the song.
I want the song.
Let's do it.
Queen.
This is Jane Kennedy and Mick Molloy. Kennedy Molloy.
Needs more cowbell. That's all I'm going to say. Well, how is that for a masterpiece? Hey, that is there. Someone's going to get in a lot of trouble for playing that.
Well, I don't know who. Not us.
Whitney.
Yeah, let's just play my producer team.
Well done. Good song.
Listen,
one
it's
of the
a
greats.
Great film, Bohemian
You're
Rhapsody.
Saying it's a good film.
I'm saying
there's a couple
it is.
Of reviews out there suggesting it's not.
Don't worry about
Ignore
them.
Ignore them.
There's,
I don't
only
trust
few.
Your judgment.
You
Dave,
don't?
Not so much, but Dave,
it's
you
not
liked
a documentary,
it.
Though. It's a movie.
Exactly.
So just remember that.
Hey, let's hear what Triple M World. Let's hear what Triple M World thinks of it. Hi, Jason. Did you see it?
Hi, Nick and Jane. Yeah, I have seen it. I've seen it three times.
Three times, mate.
What did you do? Fall asleep the first two times. What happened?
No.
You love it.
It's about 2 hours 20, and it just goes so quick.
And so you're a massive Queen fan?
I am even more so now.
Well, they'd be the toughest audience in the world, I would imagine.
Mm. Very much so.
And you gave it a big tick?
100%. Well, three ticks now.
Three ticks, three in a row. You can probably stop. It's not the Titanic. I think it was a record. Someone went like 86 times or something to see the Titanic.
Gosh, that's amazing. Yeah. Hello, Kate. What do you think?
Hello.
What do you think of Bohemian Rhapsody?
Best movie ever.
How old are you, Kate? Can I ask?
I was 37 on Saturday, which was the day I went and saw it.
Happy birthday. And
thank you.
Were you a Queen fan to begin with?
Yes, have been since a very young age, and it was brilliant, brilliant.
And how about the guy who plays Freddie Mercury?
Rami Malek, Oscar time.
I agree, and what a difficult role to play. Mm. He really pulls it off. You won't be disappointed.
It'd be a fun role to play, I reckon.
Oh, yeah. It was a fun role, trust me.
By the looks of it, he had a bit of fun.
Yeah, he had a ball, I think.
There wouldn't be a lot on the... Must not do list.
No, I don't think nothing leaves.
He
to,
didn't
to the
die wondering. Oh, Freddie Mercury! What a character! Jason's on the line.
What
Jason,
do you think?
There we go, Mickey and Jane.
Yeah.
The absolutely fantastic. You, it's not a documentary. You got to not go in there with that idea. It's a movie.
Yes.
But the guy who plays Freddie, I actually didn't realise till last night. It's the King from Night at the Museum.
That's
I was watching
right.
that last night, expecting him to break out in the Bohemian Rhapsody.
You're right. It's also the guy, he's played Mr. Robot as well. You know that Netflix series?
Yes.
Did you do that in the same flamboyant manner? from a robot
you
to
won't
Freddie
believe
Mercury.
It. You won't believe it.
Jason?
Considering I'm a connoisseur of bad eggs and all of your movies,
yes,
this is right up there with all of them.
Well, that was a very good film. So
and
I'll
very
take
high
that.
Praise.
Now, were you caught by our bloke singing along while we had you on hold?
Yes.
James caught him on singing along.
Well, that's good.
That's the type of song it is. That's the best review you can get.
I like that. Hello, Pete.
Hey, Jane, how you going?
Yeah. Did you see the film on the weekend?
Yeah, last night, Gold Class up in Sydney. Absolutely loved it, mate. You got to do yourself a favour, as someone said, and go and see it.
It's really,
it is the best movie I've seen in years.
And what it does, it really shows the beginning of Queen, how the band formed, how they wrote their music, and really that's what it celebrates, and it has the complete blessing of the band as well, the surviving band.
What other movies have been that you can recall have been made or based around? Biographical around a band. I can't think of it.
Oh, no, Band on the Run? No. What's it called?
That was
the
Doco.
What was
there's lots of fake ones, you know, where Tom Cruise played it.
Straight Out of Compton we saw a couple of years ago. It was pretty good.
Okay. Good work. All right, maybe get onto us. Maybe someone could let us know.
Hello, what is Craig.
Hi.
Have you seen the film?
Can I say one thing quickly? Mick, Jane and Dave, absolute legends.
Good on you, mate.
Good on you.
Love the show. No, I haven't seen the film. My 10-year-old daughter is absolute biggest Queen fan you'll ever come across, and she's freaking that she can't go to see it. What do you reckon, Jane?
I took my 12-year-old twin boys.
Again, bad parenting.
It is rated M, but I think when you're with your kids, you're allowed to take them, and I think it's okay.
Yeah,
I don't think there was anything too ripe in it. Dave, do you agree?
Yeah, I agree. It's fine.
And hey, I think
why don't you go yourself first or something?
Yeah, that's a good
idea. If you like it, then you can take along your daughter.
Yeah.
Well, maybe that's not a bad idea. She'd be all right to win some tickets to it, wouldn't it?
Oh, well.
If only we had some to give away, Craig.
Oh, yeah, then we're implicated in sending a 10-year-old girl to...
Good point.
Yeah, we might not be allowed to do that.
No, thanks.
Hey, we've got so many calls. We'll take one more,
yeah,
Sloane.
Yeah,
how are you going, Sloane?
Yeah, good. Hi, Jane and Mick. I loved it. I had to keep reminding myself that it wasn't really Queen.
Wow.
That they were actors.
Yes.
So, yeah, thought it was brilliant. Mick, do yourself a favour.
All right. I think we'll take one more. Karen's on the line. Karen, what have you got to say?
We went to see it on Saturday and absolutely loved it. Yes, I went the blub.
Yeah, I know.
And Mick, unless you've seen it, just shut up.
Oh, you took the words right out of my mouth.
All right,
Karen.
She should get her own movie show. Karen, she tells it like it is.
Look, we know. We're just trying
to convince
you. Can I
just say, we've taken all those calls. We haven't edited anything out.
No.
They're in order. People
all
love that
positive
film. So.
Yep, they will.
I reckon I could have played Freddie Mercury.
Yeah, not quite sure about that. I'm not even sure what
just
era. Maybe his dad.
All right, everybody.
This is Kennedy Malloy.
Got a tweet here at Kennedy Malloy from Bobber. Said, what about the Doors movie? There was another one.
Oh, Doors. Yeah. Well, I could play Jim Morrison. You know I've got a cover band. I've told you. I'm a Doors.
You've got a cover band.
I'm getting together. Doors cover
band. Oh, you're getting it together.
All right. I come out with brown leather pants on, no top.
Yeah.
And I go, Mr. Mojo Rising. And that's all I got.
Can't lie.
Is this for Halloween?
No, Jane. This is a new biopic.
I'm sorry. Okay.
A biopic with me.
Is Michael Gudinski producing this, is he? Let's get on to him now.
He'll do just about anything. He'll entertain just about any idea, that guy. He'll sit through any pitch, but I reckon even that one, I reckon, would probably get him.
All right.
Now, what have you got? You got exciting social news involving close friend of yours.
I have.
Carl Stefanovic, is it?
Carl's...
He's not him as much, but...
Well, no. Or Yasmin's not a close friend of mine, but I have met her. This is Carl's fiance. I had her hens. Party,
did she
like, on the weekend at Crown in Melbourne.
So they went to Crown,
yes,
Melbourne.
They apparently stayed at the Presidential Suite. Guess how much it costs a night?
$11,500.
Oh, my God, you're a spoiler.
I've stayed there.
Did you pay that?
Oh, come on.
Did you pay 11?
You got it for a better price.
Wow, what are you earning?
No.
Anyway, they did stay in this room. It has its own 24-hour butler.
Yep. Oof.
And... they had a cake that her ladies made.
Oh, was it a penis cake?
Stop it. Stop spoiling my fun.
Oh,
I'm trying to tell you.
Was it?
Yes. What's wrong with you?
I'm sorry.
It was, of course.
It's just a flat out cake.
It was a phallic-shaped cake wearing, it was a fondant penis wearing a sombrero and a moustache.
And did she make a wish as she circumcised it?
It is cut into very... fierce-looking.
Like stabbed?
Yeah, it's quite stabby. It's been cut into pieces. But there were some of her friends organised it, including one girl, Tammy Ingham.
I beg your pardon?
Old Tammy Ingham.
So...
Hang on. Just let me get my thoughts right here. She is a chicken heiress.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God, there's another chicken heiress out.
Oh, my God.
There is Tammy Ingham and there's
Lucy
Steggles.
Tammy and Lucy, I'm not ruling out.
Are they going to have a scrape fight?
I mean, we can talk about all going in together if we want. But there's something to be said.
My mind is blown.
Tammy Ingham. I'm in love.
How can this be true?
I'm in love again.
How can there be so many chicken heiresses in Australia?
You know all I want. All I want in my life I've ever coveted is a chicken heiress.
That's all you've wanted.
Is a chicken heiress.
Now there's
everything
two.
Under the one roof. Now there's two.
There's two floating about.
So Lucy Steggles has had it too good for too long because she was the only one on the market. And now Tammy Ingham is on board. And the Inghams, are they good racing?
That's right. A very good racing family. Right. Yes, great family.
And the dad looks a bit like Colonel Sanders, which makes it even.
All right.
Maybe he can give me away.
Well, I wonder. Maybe he might have gone to Carl's.
What I'm saying to you is if she's having her hens, I can't be far away from having organised Carl's Bucks because, as you know, I was supposed to organise Carl's Bucks and I haven't seen it.
Yeah, that's right. Oh, no. I just put this away.
What do you got?
Oh, nothing.
What's that?
No, I'll put it away.
What have you got, Jane?
Oh, no,
give it to me. Give it to me.
Something, I'll read it. I'll read it. Carl had a Bucks weekend hosted by Grant Kenny on the weekend.
Iron Man Grant Kenny?
Yes. Iron Man Grant Kenny.
Come back.
Are you okay?
No.
Mick, not only did you organise it.
I was supposed to be doing that. Grant Kenny. You've made a very powerful enemy.
Hey, I remember. You did. Can we go back in time? We've spoken to Carl about this. Carl asked
agreed.
You. Let's listen. Dave, have you got this clip?
What comes before a wedding is a Bucks Bay. Mick Molloy has put his hand up.
Bang.
And you think that's a
good idea? Oh, my God.
I am.
No, Carl.
Leave it with me, Carl. Carl, one word. Hooters.
I'm not confirming anything.
We're going to need a boat, and it's got to be a big one.
You
don't
have
tell
no
anyone.
Idea what you've just done.
We're going to need planning permission from the council, and I'll need your passport.
We need passports.
Are you serious? Oh. Where did they go? What did they do?
They had it at Grant's lavish waterfront mansion on Minyama Island in Queensland.
That's a stinking.
Sounds amazing.
It looks pretty incredible.
All right, Jane.
Well, pretty amazing lineup of people there.
You know what? Okay, here's what's going to happen.
What's going to happen?
I curse this wedding. I curse this. I have a thousand curses on you, Carl.
No.
You, Yasbra.
No,
I hope,
because if you want to get in good with the Inghams.
It ends terribly. I hope.
That's a terrible. Don't put any more Ooga Booga on it.
Evil relationship
don't hate
spirit
love.
I can.
Come on, be happy for them.
No.
All right.
The only way, they can get me out of this is introduce me to Tammy Ingham.
All right.
And a double wedding. That's the only way.
To have a double wedding.
A double wedding when they get married, either me and Tammy Ingham or Lucy Steggles. Your choice. Make
oh,
it
you're
happen.
Tough.
Hey, do you want to take calls on hen stories? Are you happy for that?
Yes.
Who had a hens this weekend? I'll tell you about another few I saw.
All right.
Yeah.
133353.
This is Kennedy Molloy. Your new way to drive home.
Tell us about your hens night. We're taking your calls right now on the back of Carl Stefanovic and his fiancée having their respective hens bucks nights.
That will be a marriage that will descend into the eighth level of hell.
Don't be bitter. Come
I am bitter. I was supposed to organise the bucks. Who's going with? Iron Man Grant Kenny.
Grant Kenny. What has Grant got that you haven't got?
Nothing.
Looks, abs. Physique.
Shut up, Dave. Okay? Enough.
That's not
Do you know Tammy Ingham?
I don't know Tammy.
Well, can you introduce me? You're useless.
I'll listen. What about, I beg your pardon. Don't speak to me like that, or I won't introduce you to her.
Do you know any chicken heiresses? There's Lucy Steggles and
I'm afraid they're not on my list.
And Tiffany, where was it?
Not Tiffany.
Tiffany.
Lucy.
Lucy Steggles.
Lucy Steggles and.
Well, I mean, just something. Something for the chicken variety.
I'll do my best.
But do you know. Helen Nandy. If you do, can you give me a call? Hey, Jason, what's going on, mate? Did you have a bucks party or a hen's night? What happened?
G'day, Greg and all, everyone. First time, long time.
Good on
you. Yeah. So what's the plan? What did you do?
Well, mate, this is something we did to one of my best mates a few years back now, and this would be a good suggestion for you, Mick. My friend, who was best man at my wedding, had the audacity to go down and elope.
Oh, dear,
right.
Yes.
Oh, I thought he was dodging a bullet.
Briefly. Yeah. Now, I mean, it's his show. I wished him all the best and everything like that. But, you know, we deserve the Bucks night as much as anyone.
Sure.
So we teed up with a mate of his, then to just go over and have for a dinner. And then all of us just burst in, Gaff taped him up, threw him in the back of the four-wheel drive, and we were off.
Sounds like a Friday night at my joint. Okay, nothing and like what happened? How, yeah. When did you,
how
drop
did
him back
get
safely?
Out of that?
Does that still go on, does it?
Well, the marriage is still going well. We just threw him in and just took off. We went out to dinner. We didn't do anything too major. We did want to respect the fact that he was a married man now and didn't want to, make it ugly. But we actually changed it with the wife as well. So we just went, all right, this is going on, and we took him.
All right.
Threw him in.
What about a hux? You would never have a hux, would you? It's a hens, bucks combined.
No, that's dangerous. That's no good. We got Jules on the line. Hello, Jules.
Hi, how are you guys?
Yeah, good. Any hens action?
Yeah, well, I went on my hens night up to Crystal Tees many moons ago.
Where is that Crystal Tees? Where's that?
I think it was at Mooney Valley.
In Melbourne?
Yeah, in Melbourne.
Yeah, so it's a male strip club.
It's a male strip club.
Good old-fashioned
my
place.
My first job there was dancing.
And anyway, I had a lovely dress on and stockings, and I didn't wear any undies underneath because I didn't want the line to show.
Okay, Jules.
All right, Jules.
They got me up on stage, and they were lifting my dress up. Okay. I was really embarrassed.
All right.
But I was offered a job that night.
Oh, Jules.
Jules, it must have worked a treat.
Jules,
jeez. You must have had yourself in check too. So.
How'd you go? Any action with the male strippers?
No, but we did leave one girlfriend behind and she rolled up in Flinders the next day.
A little worse for wear.
Thank you very much, Jules.
A bit of hail damage, but... Not worse for wear. Do you know what Jason was saying before about, we wanted the bucks because... He's robbing us.
Because he eloped.
That's an actual thing that guys get really upset.
Do they
if you
really?
Don't have a bucks because it's their turn. So I've got two friends who are only allowed to go to strip clubs if it's a bucks party.
Also, you get the green light from home.
That's the only run. So they're going, mate, is any of you guys ever thinking of getting married soon?
Really?
That would be good. Now, where did you go recently?
Went on Sunday. Mm. This is like from...
Is this a hens night thing?
Well, there were hens there where I went, but this is almost like I had a Downton Abbey moment yesterday. I took my parents and three of my children. I know this sounds like punishment. I took them to high tea at the Windsor Hotel in Melbourne.
High tea?
Yes, which is like a fancy afternoon
tea. Pardon me,
Your
Majesty.
Mm. Well, it was, mum and dad liked it and the poor boys had to dress up in
shirts. You took your kids?
Yes.
Oh, they've had a big weekend. You've taken them to Bohemian Rhapsody and then to high tea.
I have. I asked only the tea drinkers in the household and that was the boys and my daughter.
Is this dry?
Well, it wasn't. You could have a glass of champagne, but at one point that went down pretty quickly and I'm sort of tapping the table because there's a lot of teapots. And at one stage I did call the waitress over and I said, oh, excuse me, would it be possible for me to have a glass of rosé? And it's like the whole room stopped. Everyone turned around and looked at me.
Did you organise this?
Yes, I did.
What are you doing?
Well, I thought it's a thing to do, It was a bit fancy.
My.
So much food. But I'll tell you
what
was there.
That's an own goal.
I reckon my dad was the only bloke there. It was fair income. It was chick city. And there was about three tables of hens. Now, what's going on when you want to go at 3 p.m. drinking tea with a sash on and a tiara on your head?
Well, where do you want to go?
You want to
be down at Crystal Tees with your underwear and pants in one hand.
Of course. Doesn't every woman want to do that on their hands?
How big were the strawberries at the high tea? Because I know you love a big strawberry.
Yeah.
How big were they?
They were very nice. Very
high
well
tea.
Done.
You
I
and
know.
High tea. Have you got any pictures? I'd like to see
I've got
that.
A picture of us at the table looking all fancy.
How did that happen?
Who knows? Well, that's the sublime to the ridiculous,
well
isn't
done.
It? Speaking of hens.
All right. Well, look, we better leave this here. Hey, but guess what?
What?
Brett, we've got racing royalty coming up. Very shortly, Emma Friedman is going to be in the studio live. Mm. But before that, the great Bruce McAvaney is going to join us.
Excellent.
Up next. Your new way to drive home. Kennedy Malloy.
His commentary sits in Australian folklore just as much as the events he's calling.
Heavy lifting, goes up to Graham, takes the lead, looks a winner, draws away from Graham and Mary. This is a famous victory, a magnificent performance.
Bruce McAvaney loves nothing more than winks.
It's the best thing you've ever seen.
Even if she occasionally gives him a scare.
She's got her work cut out.
Here she comes.
She's in trouble.
Here she comes.
She's home.
Look at her go.
And the internet has gone nuts over Bruce's new talent, dancing.
One more time.
There's only one word to describe that.
Delicious.
please welcome our very special guest, Bruce McAvaney.
He can do it all, this bloke. How are you, Bruce?
Jane. Oh, that dancing bit.
Bruce. You look like you're in a little bit of pain when you're doing it.
Were you aware that footage was being taken, Bruce?
I had a feeling they were filming it, but I had no idea that they'd let it out to the general public, Mick.
Right. Well, it's out now, but we're just as proud of you as we are.
And I hear Channel 7 are on the verge of another series of Dancing with the Stars, so you may have just dropped yourself in it, Bruce McAvaney. How are you on the eve of this Melbourne Cup? Are you excited? Are you like a child on Christmas Eve? What's going on in your mind right now?
Well, all of those things. Yeah, look, I love the day. It's a big build-up, Mick and Jane. We sort of talk about it in racing for about 3 months, and we're almost there. So it hasn't lost any of that attraction that it had for me when I was a young kid growing up. So then you've got the challenge of, who's going to win and what's going to happen.
Yep.
And all the history that's going to unfold. So nothing's changed, Mick. I'm just as keen as ever.
We did ask you the other night, we said, if it's probably the most important sporting event that you regard as the one that you like to be involved in.
I reckon it is. And look at it. Yeah, probably because it's that first love, when I was a kid, it was the thing. But and also, it's ours, it's every darn year, and it's always the same time, first Tuesday. So it's just got that regularity. Hey, the AFL Grand Final.
All right. We're going to get into it now.
This, for me, is it.
I can tell that you're smiling every time you talk about the Cup and racing, Bruce, and that comes through clearly. Now, a guy caught my eye looking at the Spring Carnival recently. It's a young 32-year-old trainer from the UK who has got no history or background of training in his blood or his family. In fact, didn't his family not even know he was out here?
Charlie Fellows, you
talked
about
it.
Hey, Jane, same for me. Now, when Hamish interviewed him on the weekend, I'd heard of him, but I'd never actually seen him in real life or hear him speak.
But what a good bloke.
He was a great guy. So about 10 years ago, he comes out down at Mornington. He's working for the Freedmen's, probably doing all the hard
yards,
picking up
all that. You know what the Freedmen boys are like.
But anyway, I teed off with the Freedmen boys once, and all three of them hit it like 230 down the middle of the fairway. And I turned to their dad and I said, well, there can't be a lot of work going on at the stables.
You know why, Mick? Because Charlie Fellows was doing it all. Anyway, here's this guy, and as Jane said, Mum and Dad, don't give a rat. they don't even know where he is. He's got one of the favourites for the Cup tomorrow. So, no, he's one of them.
Now, what's his horse?
A Prince of Arran. Now, this is...
Now, he was supremely confident. I was watching
this
on Derby Day.
Why did I put money on it at the time? I'm an idiot.
Absolutely, and that horse had to win, and he did. So he's had two starts out here. He was third in the Herbert Power, wins the Hotham. He's in the Cup. And look, he's a 15-1 chance with a real chance of, and I'd love him to win. I mean, how good would that be?
And just hold that thought, Bruce. We'll be back with more of you just after this.
Yep, Bruce McAvaney joining us. Channel 7 all across it tomorrow. The Melbourne Cup.
Two comedy greats and even better mates. This is Kennedy Malloy.
The great Bruce McAvaney joining us now, by the way. Channel 7 all across it tomorrow, hosting the Melbourne Cup coverage live from 10 on 7 and 7 Plus.
Now, you were having the conversation with Damien Oliver the other night in the front bar. I'd like you to illuminate our audience. Do you think it's possible for a local horse to ever win the Melbourne Cup again, given the amount of international raiders and given the genuine attempts to win it now from all around the world?
Look, I do, Mick. I mean, and there's two ways of looking at it. Is it an Aussie training an international horse, which we've got tomorrow? We've got Chris Waller's got a horse that he got from France. Even Darren Weir's horse tomorrow originally came from Europe. But can we breed our own Melbourne Cup winner? I think we can. There's three-stroke-four horses running tomorrow that were born basically in Australia. Can they win tomorrow? One of them's got a good chance called Youngstar. But I reckon it will happen. Ollie's in the other camp. He's doom and gloom. Now, who knows more? Hey, who knows more about racing than Ollie? Yeah.
Has he got a ride yet? Has he got a ride?
He lost a ride, didn't he?
Yeah, he's on Red Cardinal. So what happened with Ollie? He had a bit of drama. So he's had a few mishaps this week. He hurt his foot. He then fell off on Friday night. The horse he was going to ride in the Melbourne Cup failed a vet test on Saturday, but Ollie then jumped onto the last horse that needed a jockey. And tomorrow, it's his 28th ride.
Good God.
Which is enormous. He fell in his very first ride in 1989, and he's a legend. He's won three and been second three times. Hey, what more do you want to know about Ollie? I've stalked Ollie for about 30 years.
You've been stalking him, haven't you? You've been following him around. Hey, before I get your tips for the race, just the meaning of this race. Bruce, I was blown away recently when I learnt that in Changi and in the prison, the prisoners, when they were locked up, used to play for like the Changi Cup and get dressed up because it was in the Melbourne Cup. They made a cup out of the utensils they had at their disposal. I think it came out and it was at the shrine a couple of years ago. Mm. When you see what it means to people, it's more than a horse race, isn't it? This is a real part of Australia's heritage and culture.
It's a life changer. And you say that and you think, oh, cut it out. But look, it is. And wherever I reckon an Aussie is tomorrow, if they can get to a radio stroke TV, internet, yes, iPad, I reckon they're going to do that. And you talked about Changi in the old days, and they talk about it in Gallipoli and all these places, yeah, over the years, and then all the World War One soldiers that were there, they would try somehow to find out who won the cup. It's been going on since 1861, but yeah, it is a life changer. Talk to Michelle Payne. Talk, yeah, to Bart Cummings. Talk, hey, if James Cummings wins the
I won't get a word out of Bart Cummings. I know that. He's very short and sharp, Bart was.
Hey, Mick, particularly now.
Yes. Who knows with Bart?
You'd get just as much out of him now as you would at his prime, I reckon.
Aren't we being disrespectful?
No, no, we're not. No.
All respect.
It's a life changer. It is a life changer. And it just, you know, the thing I probably love most about it is that we all get together and are focused on the one thing for 3 minutes, and we all have a smile, and we all, yeah, love the fact that it's ours.
And Bruce, you know what? Sometimes being in Melbourne, you take it for granted, but some of the best Melbourne Cups I've had are ones when I've been overseas or in-state listening
That's
with friends.
That's interesting, being in a pub somewhere in Bali or Ireland. Or, yeah.
I was in a mining town called Jabiru, and they had one bar, and I swear to you, every miner put on a suit and all the women dressed like they were going to the birdcage.
Wow.
And for this one day in the middle of nowhere, everyone had made an effort. So it's an incredible event that can do that to people.
How did they look at 5 o'clock, Mick?
Not good. A lot like me after race five. Hey, Bruce, thanks for your time. Who's your tip, mate? What are you saying?
Number 11, Yucatan. There you go. No, he's the favourite. I'm sorry, but I do think you'll win, and I reckon I'm due.
Oh, you reckon you're due.
How often do favourites win the Melbourne Cup?
They don't win too often. Too only often. One since for Kybe Diva. And what I haven't think to win it for 10 years, so there you go.
Hey, Bruce, thanks so much. We love talking to you as always, yeah, and have a great day at the Melbourne Cup tomorrow.
Have a great day tomorrow, mate.
Good on you, guys. All the best.
Kennedy Malloy.
Cheers, Bruce.
Bye-bye.
Jane Kennedy and Mick Malloy, two comedy greats and even better mates. This is Kennedy Malloy. Strap yourself in, people. Here comes the big second hour of Kennedy Malloy.
We're still trying to make contact with Iron Man Grant Kenny, who is in a lot of trouble.
And two chicken heiresses.
Yeah. And two chicken heiresses. Oh,
maybe our next guest might know them.
Our next guest might be
yes.
able to put me in contact.
I think she might be able to.
She'll know them for sure. We're going to take your calls, take your tweets. What's going to ask you what about your spending habits? People in relationships have got certain pet peeves.
Yes, and they're different.
When it comes to
their partners, what they spend their money on.
Buying overpriced putters, for example.
Correct. Mm. And if you say a $10,000 handbag, I'll kill you.
Oh, if you bought... So did you know, Emma, that Jane bought a $10,000 handbag
in... As if I would do that.
Can you buy them that expensive?
Oh, don't you play dumb. I'm on to you, Sue.
Oh, yeah.
There it is. All that much more. You've already heard from our first guest. It's racing royalty, Emma Friedman. How are you, Em? Thanks for swinging by the studio.
I am great, guys. Lovely to be in studio with you.
Yes.
Usually up in Sydney doing the breakfast show, but down here for Cup Week and everything to do with
fantastic.
The Lexus Melbourne Cup now. Yeah. So tomorrow's a big one.
Lexus have stepped up, have they? I mean, Emirates were so synonymous with the Spring Racing Carnival for so long. Have they got planning permission from the council for their new marquee? What are they doing?
Honestly, they
have
needed
they stepped it up?
Because it is so massive.
Oh, wow.
It's a beautiful spot right on the rails. So, you know, in the birdcage, you look right out onto the track, a beautiful deck. Sure. There's some great dining options. But the most special thing about this week for Lexus is that they are the naming rights sponsor of the Cup. So everyone tomorrow is competing for the $7 million Lexus Melbourne Cup.
And in an age and an era where spending is a bit hard and people are pulling in the belts, it's a pretty major thing to spend a lot of dough, isn't it,
well,
on something like this?
There's been a number of big brands, Jane, who have pulled out of the
They have. I've noticed that.
Maya would be one. Yes. Emirates would be another. Yes. So yep.
Lavazza. Yep. Not there this year.
Oh, no, the Lavazza. Where did you see Bob go? My favourite moment ever was seeing Snoop Dogg in the Lavazza. I go, this is a recipe for disaster. This is.
Things go wild.
That was a party marquee, wasn't it?
Yeah. And you know what? We still had a bit of a party on Saturday afternoon at about 4:30. They had a band and things were kind of kicking off. So there's still
What's the ragey tent now in the marquee? Is it Mum?
Is everyone Mum? Yeah. I mean, I didn't go in there, obviously. Very happy.
Are they the one that's got the bird bath?
The bird bar.
Oh, it's like a swing.
Oh, I think that's Bumble.
Or as I like to call it, the bidet.
Yeah.
that's something else, isn't it?
Oh, is that Bumble?
I think Bumble.
Oh, no, the bird bath and the bidet, aren't they different things?
Yeah. Well, it depends. Before race 5 or after race 5.
Emma, you are one of the most beautiful and stylish women, fashion-wise as well, I must say. Kind. And as an expert in racing, you are. But there's something that I had noticed, and I sat and watched the races all day on Saturday.
Yeah.
And I saw a brigade of really beautiful, stylish women walk about. But I'm pretty sure I saw the same outfit 3 times by the same designer, on 3 different women.
So you've given me some photos of Tony Matuszewski outfits.
Oh, Tony. Yes. Good guy.
And
you don't know who Tony
is. I do. No, I follow him on Instagram.
Do you?
Well, oh, my God. Take that tone out of your voice.
Well, no. You follow Tony?
Well, I do, but I don't know why or how.
That's concerning.
Someone at some stage has put me. Well, it's fascinating.
It might have been me.
Of beautifully well dressed women.
Yes,
did you do it?
I think I did.
Someone in my life, a woman I know, has thought he needs to.
Well, why? If you were seeing a lovely lady, maybe they followed him because they thought, well, maybe you'd see one of his beautiful designs and maybe a little purchase would be on
because
the cards.
Because Tony's not it's not
accessible?
Cheap. Accessible to everyone. But white seemed to be. This is the one thing on Derby. There were so many white outfits.
Who was in the dress, by the way?
Elle McPherson.
Or the body.
Jennifer Hawkins.
Jennifer Hawkins and Rachel Finch.
Oh,
they
wow.
all look beautiful. Mm.
Look, they do look sensational, but I couldn't trust myself wearing all that white.
Neither could I.
That would be
a disaster.
I'd get the fake tan marks under the underarms, when you start to get a little bit of the sweaty pits.
Yes.
And then even if I had like clear fluid, like a glass of champagne, which isn't going to cause too much damage, I'd end up
dribble down the front.
More cream than white. So,
what about celebrities who are out here at the moment?
Who's there?
Well, remember last year? I remember my last image was Paris Jackson. Paris Jackson.
Yeah. So I was really flashing.
Yeah, that was a real flashback. Yeah. But Paris Jackson, and she stuck her tongue out against a glass window last day.
Because that's couth.
Isn't that gorgeous?
Yeah. Yes. That's sophisticated.
And Scott Disick was looking very miserable.
Okay, who
walking
the hell
around.
Is Scott Disick?
I've told you this.
I don't get it.
He's Kourtney Kardashian's baby daddy. He's got 3 children with Kourtney Kardashian, and he's a dick.
And now he goes out with Sophia Richie.
Yes.
Who's Lionel Richie's daughter.
Yes, daughter. And an Instagram influencer. Oh, not yeah. influenza.
No, influenza.
She's an influenza.
that's
right.
You do get influenza from spending too much time on.
You
so fashions and men not wearing socks. Is this what's happening?
You do see a lot of blokes nowadays with the cuffed pant to show the ankle without the sock, which I don't know about because you'd have to have pretty beautiful ankles to be able to pull that off. I
mean, you don't want cankles.
Have you seen my calf muscles?
I know. Can you
show them? During the break, I'll show you my calf muscles.
Are they gorgeous?
They are massive.
We'll go to a song quickly, Em. We're going to play.
You'll try and stick a $20 note down my sock.
Hello.
That's how good they are.
Take a deep breath.
What's happening?
I'm getting all flustered just thinking about your calf.
Let's go to the Holy Grail.
Holy Grail. We'll come back and we'll talk some proper racing.
You bet.
We've had the call of the card. We know the barrier draws.
All right. Emma Friedman is with us. She's the ambassador for the Lexus Design Pavilion in the Birdcage. At tomorrow's Melbourne Cup.
This is Jane Kennedy and Mick Malloy. Kennedy Malloy.
Emma Friedman, she's in studio. She's the ambassador for the Lexus Design Pavilion in the Birdcage at tomorrow's Melbourne Cup. Jane Kennedy, Mick Malloy, this is Kennedy Malloy.
Well, after you. I wasn't know who's going to speak then because I've got too many questions to keep
far
asking.
Away. You keep
well, the
going.
First one I want to say is, look, let's have a tip from Em, who's from a family of, well...
You know what's going on.
You do know what's going on.
Third generation.
I bet you get
family.
Asked all the time how annoying, but since we've got you here.
No, we're just talking a lot of racing in the ad break, which I really enjoyed, and it's particularly about racing films.
Well, you know I'm in one. Yeah, that's why it came up.
That's yeah. Mick is in Ride Like a Girl, directed by Rachel Griffith, yep. Starring Sam Neill and...
Also Mick Malloy.
And Mick Malloy. Sorry, you get top billing,
don't you? Well, mate, if I'm not in the trailer, I'm going to go berserk. I just feel...
The more you mention it, the less likely you are to be cut, right?
You know, I put on 20 pounds for the role.
Did you?
They didn't ask me to. I just decided...
have we lost the...
No, we haven't.
Okay. Emma, you were saying that your dad, Lee, yeah. was depicted in the Damien Oliver film. Is yeah. that correct?
Who played him?
Sean McCullough, my dad. And if you've ever seen my father, my dad is a robust yeah. kind of very...
Yes, he's a very stoic front bar yes, Aussie yes. solid gentleman. Yep. I would say it's the same as having Sam Neill play Darren Weir. Everyone's getting a cuddle.
Good point. So Sean McCullough played Dad. But in terms of tomorrow, Jane,
my role's small. Thanks for worrying, but. Oh, it should be
do you
okay.
want me to ask you more? No, who do you play in the film?
No.
Look, I don't want to go into that.
Is this causing issues?
We're worried.
Is this a big riff?
We're worried it's going to like...
No, go on, please.
Has it gone to your head?
Not yet.
Totally.
But Will, you wait till the film comes out.
Yeah, you're going to be a big star,
hanging out at racetracks.
I know, we've got another question to ask. Do you know...
Lucy Steggall?
Do you know Lucy Steggall or...
Tiffany...
And Ingham. Not Tiffany Ingham.
Tanya.
Tammy Ingham.
No, I don't. No.
So I want to get a...
They're social girls, aren't they?
I want a chicken heiress. I'm looking for a chicken heiress.
That's his dream girl. A chicken heiress.
Two girls are single and...
And they're both chicken heiresses. Billions.
What about Mrs. KFC or something? Is she around?
Well, if she's in a...
Give it a burl.
The Colonel S.
The Colonel S. The Mrs. Colonel. But if you have... I would thought if you have any way of introducing me to Lucy Steggall...
She said no.
I don't.
Just... Take it.
Tammy Ingham.
No, Emma said she doesn't know them.
Circles.
She's a bit young.
Move on.
Well, is she how
old? Don't make him more excited.
Crikey, it's getting better and better.
I reckon she's maybe early 30s. I don't know.
All right, well,
okay. No. Let's get on to the big race tomorrow.
Yeah, go on.
I'm going to be having my money on Marmello, who was the favourite last year. But this year he goes around with 55 kilos on his back, which we know is a decent weight to be carrying in a Melbourne Cup with Hugh Bowman, who's obviously had huge amounts of success with Wings.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But what they've done this year, instead of giving him a run before the Cup, this is his first race of his preparation, so that he's going in completely fresh as a daisy.
I don't like this. They're hiding him, are they?
No. Well, this is what happened last year with Rekindling. They did the same thing. So it's actually a proven formula. So I'm going to be having my money on Marmello, who's at about $16.
Oh, that's pretty good.
How'd it go
in
the barrier draw? We've just had a barrier draw, haven't we?
I'm just looking
it up. How's
it
looking?
He drew 10.
That's good?
Yeah, that's all right. That's fine.
Solid.
Okay, the one that interests me is Cross Counter, because somebody's put a $50,000 bet on Cross Counter to win today at $10.
Which is extraordinary, because an international down in the weights, we don't know a huge amount about Cross Counter, but obviously someone out there has a bit of inside information.
Mm.
I don't have it, that's for sure.
I love the call of the card, but it's not quite what it used to be, is it? I think since the advent of electronic betting and the fact that there's markets framed now, that this used to frame the market. So
yes,
in the old days, the call of the card, they'd have the barrier draw, and blokes like Packer and Lloyd Williams would come in and make genuine $1 million bets.
Yeah. With their money, with their cash?
Well, they'd just put it down for it. They'd go, bang, there's $1 million.
Oh,
the
like
room
that.
Would erupt and go, oh, my God. And then that would then ripple through the whole racing industry.
I mean,
and now it just doesn't have the gravitas it used to have.
Well, some of the other ones, which we've seen, put on today, I mean, $1,500 on sound... check. I mean, $1,500 is not to be sneezed at. I'm not gambling that much, but still, that's not.
That's blowing the rumor about, is it? It's not. It's not that bombshell.
No. Why has that even been reported?
It sounds so snobby and horrible right now.
Good God!
So who do you like then? You like Cross Counter?
I do.
Who do you like?
I only bet in the Shetlands. I really do. I don't like.
Can I pick something?
I like Prince of Arran.
Yeah, Prince of Arran won the Lexus.
Yeah, I do like the trainer. Is he single?
The Prince of Arran won the Lexus Stakes on the weekend to qualify.
I want a big box trifecta. That's
okay.
What I want.
If I was going to be having a box trifecta, this is what I would be doing.
Write these numbers down.
Okay. Well, I need the actual numbers. I've only got the barrier door.
Here you go.
I would be having One, Best Solution, the winner of the Caulfield Cup.
Yep.
Number three, Magic Circle, who is owned by Marwan Kukash, the madman with the G-string.
Oh, the madman,
right?
Who said if he wins, he's going to take all his clothes off.
Yeah, so if he wins, he's stripping off into the G-string.
Why is this only coming up now? We've been speaking for 10 minutes.
So he's a British owner who used to own Salford Rugby League Club.
Yep.
He's a big deal over there, and he has produced a sparkly red G-string, which he is going to wear when he accepts.
Yeah.
The car.
He should make his jockey ride in that.
Oh, that'd be
right. Right, 1-3.
1-3. I'd also be having 6 Soundchecker, who's originally a German horse. I'd be having 9 Marmello, 11 the favourite Yucatan, throwing in 16 Ventura Storm, and 22 Young Star.
There you go. That sounds.
Thank you.
I'm going to have a go at that.
Please have a go. And I'm a hero, God. But if it doesn't, I don't know anything about racing.
No,
I don't know why you asked me.
Em, thanks for coming.
We love having you.
Thanks for having me, guys.
Good on you, Em.
All right.
Ambassador for the Lexus Design Pavilion in the Birdcage at tomorrow's Melbourne Cup.
This is Kennedy Malloy.
How delightful is Emma Friedman, by the way? She's all class, that girl.
She is, and it's her time to shine, isn't it?
This
time of year.
She was talking about the flamboyant British billionaire racehorse owner, and his name's Dr. Marwan Kukash. And
I don't understand what you're telling me.
Okay, so he's very keen to win. He's a crazy owner.
What's his horse?
His horse, let me just grab what his horse is going to be, Magic Circle.
Oh.
He's so confident that
Magic... So he's in the hunt.
Yeah, he's in the hunt. He's said... Well, do you want to hear what he said he's going to do?
Sure.
Let's have a listen to him.
I will, and no one here is going to stop me, even with the threat of ban for life. I'm going to strip down to my G-strings, keep my tie and my shoes, and I'll get up and receive the trophy. I think my wife will end up probably divorcing me. But listen, you know... It's easier to find a new wife than win the Melbourne Cup.
I want him to win.
He's Borat style. He's got
I was going to say, are you sure that's not the guy who played Borat?
I know, but you've got to be... Character. That'll be funny. You've got to look out for him.
So what's he... He's saying he's going to accept the trophy in a G-banger.
That's right. A sparkly G-banger, and that's what he's going to do.
Well, that's racing. That's... We've had a few
look out
the
for
way.
Him tomorrow. I'm sure you'll see him
interviewed
in the lead-up.
I remember our first miniskirt. So I'm guessing... It won't be long.
This is Kennedy Malloy, your new way to drive home.
Okay, so someone's done a survey of 1,000 adults. I can't even say this name without laughing. Apparently it's called the Dodo Partner Pet Peeve Survey. I don't know what that means, but I better credit it. It said Australian men and women are in a bit of a battle over what they get peeved about in each other's spending.
In a relationship. What's your partner spending money on?
That's right.
Can you justify it?
That's right. So, for example, nearly 1 in 5 women think their partners are wasting too much money on alcohol, computer games, on their car, and apparently Lego.
Lego?
Yes.
Jeez.
What are you talking about?
Oh, well... scale models.
I'm knocking around in the wrong circle.
Yes. Collectible statues.
Scale models.
And remote control cars.
Hey, remote control cars.
So yeah,
I've told you my friend, haven't I?
No.
We won't name him. We'll make up a name. Let's call him Matthew Everett.
Okay.
And his boy Rex wanted the scale electric set.
Yeah.
Apparently really wanted it. Mm. So, of course, Maddie had to go and buy the latest model. And keep extending it.
But where do you set that up? It's so huge.
Well, that's right. Well, it takes over the house, doesn't it? It's got its own room now.
Oh, my God.
So, but here's the thing, right? So Rex, this is about a year ago. Rex was having to do his homework.
Yeah.
And it's about 9 o'clock at night. His mum's doing his homework with him. And but Rex is going, but Mum, I can still hear him.
Dad's
downstairs on the sky. On Rexy's scale electric.
I've got to say, there is nothing better than a good scale electric set.
Well, I'm just saying.
It is good. Well, okay, so this is what men apparently are annoyed about what women get. He said they spend too much.
Shoes, here we go.
Yeah, which is so cliched. I don't spend anything on shoes.
It's all spent on handbags. Is there anything left over from 10,000?
Oh, shut up.
Put it to
vitamins? Well, that's not me. I'm not a real woman, I've decided. Supplements? Nope. Bottled water? Nope. In fact, I reckon I do more of the men's stuff.
The men's list.
I do. lottery tickets. Yep, that's me.
Men gambling. Does gambling come up?
Well,
I think that one's come up a bit.
Probably has it, yes. I mean, but that's why we're different, isn't it?
That's what makes it work.
Shoes, really? gosh, man.
Putters? Does putters come up?
Oh, really don't mention
really expensive putters that you don't tell your wife about?
Well, I'll tell you what. I'm interested to know what you fight about. Not fight, but what annoys you about each other's spending habits. Dave? Yeah,
pretty free reign.
All right, 1-3-3-5-3.
Dave, what are you?
Don't look at me. Why are you looking at me for?
Because I'd like to know your opinion.
Budgies.
What's something that Mrs. Dangerous gets?
What does she spend too much money?
And that she doesn't. Really?
She's really good with money.
Oh, that's,
she is.
She, you change your tune when
you're listening. She's listening
you
right now.
Change your tune.
No.
If she was to overspend in any department one day, what do you think it might be?
I'm not sure. She might always order the really expensive meal when we go out for dinner.
No way! Oh, she's gone the $50 steak.
Straight to the lobster more,
eh? Always.
Or the duck la ronge.
I'm always the pizza or something or other, and she's always the big one.
Oh, don't go home tonight. Still, do you want to stay at my joint?
I think I might have to. You worked me into that corner.
Unbelievable.
Hey, we want
women's
to hear
magazines,
from you.
Too many women's magazines. Yeah, that's the one I hear about a lot. Mm. How much is all this costing?
Oh, right. But the women's magazines, you just read them in the aisles.
Just swing by your dentist's office for now. Don't make an appointment. Just go and read the magazines.
Exactly.
What is it? Come on, do it.
We want to know.
1-3-3-5-3. Calls next.
Your new way to drive home. Kennedy Malloy.
Talking pet peeves and spending. 1-3-3-5-3. This is Kennedy Malloy. Jane Kennedy and Mick Malloy for the drive.
What's
home.
The survey, just quickly? Why are we doing
the
this?
The survey is the differences between men and women and what their peeves are about each other.
With
and
Dave, yes. We know it's ordering the lobster morn off the menu, the missus.
The expensive dish on the menu.
Get quite your pants pulled down every time at dinner.
And you have to order the pizza because.
I go the real cheap.
Hey, what about this one, Dave? What about this one? This is an annoying habit. Mm. Do you want dessert? No. Oh. Okay. But so then, trust me. But you're not going to eat any of mine. No.
That's
all right. No worries. Right.
And comes
next
out.
Thing, comes know, along.
Two spoons, please.
Woof.
Wooshka.
I'll just have one bite. Scomp, scomp,
but
scomp,
you
scomp.
Know it's happening.
Exactly.
No, I go. Well, just do it. You know what's going to happen
just
here.
Order
what you want.
You don't want to be seen to be ordering dessert.
Jeez,
hey, let's find out what our callers think. Hello, John. How are you going?
Yeah, good. Guys, yourself?
Yeah, good. Now, does your wife have a pet peeve with you?
She does. So, like, you know, when it comes to lunch, you got your Sangers, your pizza fruits, you got your muesli bar. But when I get soy crisps, she cracked it at me recently hardcore.
Why?
Well, first of all, soy crisps.
Soy crisps. So they look like mini churros. Anyway, so she says to me the other day, how much do you think it costs per bag of those? I'm like, I don't know, $5? She's like, try $7.
I'm with your wife. Why do you need a $7 bag of soy crisps?
$7.
I don't eat them all in the one go.
It's too expensive.
But... you don't lash out. You pace yourself with the soy crisps.
I know.
$7. Give him a prize.
Yeah. $100 worth of De Bortoli wines coming your way there. John, the delicious rosé.
We have those in the vending machine.
Soy crisps.
Do we?
No, no one eats
Wouldn't
those.
I think so.
But I saw on our kitchen bench today a huge packet of cashews. And I felt like saying, do you know how much that costs? It probably costs about $14.
Hang on.
That's a lot of money.
Cashews is the king of the nuts.
But I know, but
it was
a very big bag and I would never spend that much money on a nut.
Right. The cashews get an exemption. You got to.
Boy.
Cashews.
All right. It's another pair of
shoes
coming my way.
The king of the nut bowl.
Hello, Christian.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Yeah, good. What does your wife do that annoys you with spending?
She buys a lot of dresses for my 3.5-year-old daughter.
Okay, that's going to drive you mad.
Oh, yeah.
How long do they generally last?
Well, she has about dresses that average.
Sorry, mate, can you say it again, mate? You're just dropping out there.
How many dresses? So
she's got about 30 to 50 dresses.
She's three.
That average about 50 bucks each.
Oh,
that's too much.
Wow.
That's too much. Have you got a secondary market or something? Are you offing these?
That's her reasoning. Is I can tell her when she grows out of them.
No, but you never get round to it.
Yeah.
I've got boxes and boxes of dresses for a 2-year-old girl. My daughter's now 17. She hasn't worn out.
The secondary market for clothes is like the secondary market for toys. They just go round.
Yeah.
Yes.
How old's your kid? Yep, righto, here you go. Wooshka.
That I get. But sometimes women also like to keep on to dresses for no logical reason at all, just because they're
when
pretty.
You say women, you're talking about you.
And then I said to my daughter years ago, and she goes, Mum, why are you hanging on to all those dresses? I said, oh, because I'll probably cut them up into squares and make a nice quilt out of all them. Suffice to say that hasn't happened yet. Hello, Brad.
Hey, how you going?
Yeah, tell us about some spending discrepancies.
Okay, so if my wife, like, she has problems with my spending when I don't spend much, like, on a weekly basis or anything like that, but every now and again I just splurge on something.
Right, like what? So talk us through it.
In December last year, me and my dad went out for breakfast at Sizzler down in Campbelltown there. On the way back, we pass a car yard. We see a Mustang we really like. So, yeah, I bought a $60,000 Mustang after just going out for breakfast with my dad.
But can I, in your defence, can I say, you went to Sizzler, which is quite economical.
Yeah, that's true.
That's quite frugal. How did that go? Yeah. How'd you break it to it?
Oh, I just got home. So I got some good news and some bad news. I said, the good news is I got a Mustang. The bad news is, well, I got a Mustang.
Good for you, Brad. You sound like a good bloke. You deserve a Mustang.
An impulse buy is the best you'll ever get.
Don't mind that.
Sure, you'll get that one returned over the net one day.
Let's go to Paul. Hi, Paul.
Hey, guys. Love the show.
Thank you.
I have this sphincter tightening moment every time I'll get home and my wife says, guess how much I saved today.
You sound clever.
Do you know how much money I'm saving as I spend money?
Yeah. But it's very logical.
Is it logical?
Mm.
So have you saved a lot recently?
I got home a couple of weeks ago and I saved $650 today. Changed into the brown undies.
Give him a prize.
I tell you what,
you got tickets to go see Coldplay, A Head Full of Dreams, on the big screen at Event and Village Cinemas for one night only, November 14th, plus popcorn and a drink, live from Buenos Aires. So tickets at villagecinemas.com.au. Good on you, Paul. Thanks so much for the call. Hey, more to come after this. Stick around.
Two comedy greats and even better mates. This is Kennedy Malloy.
Thanks to Ovo Boom prepaid mobile broadband for Ovo Broom at supercharged internet anywhere.
Well done, Ovo mobile broadband, because this is right up my alley. I love this. I think this is a game changer.
Mm.
And I think Ovo stands head and shoulders above the rest in the mobile broadband oeuvre.
Really?
Yeah,
you sound like you know what you're talking about. What is it, Mick?
Well, Jane, it's an alternative to fixed line internet. It uses 4G. Familiar with that?
Yes, I am.
Are you?
A lot of the ladies don't know what I'm talking about. What's that?
Do you know what 4G is?
Yes, I do, mate. Yes.
The ladies.
It's between.
Oh, keep going. I'm
between
I'm
3G
very
and 5G. Bang, 4G.
All right, 5G. Well done.
5G. Mate, 5G is my favourite.
That's not the EU.
No, that really.
Right, now, listen, I'm curious. Why?
Using 4G, Ovo Boom, it's a prepaid mobile broadband, Jane. Write this down so I don't have to repeat myself. That offers fast, consistent internet for home and on the go.
Well, but why is it better than competitors, Mick?
Yeah. Oh, Jane. Oh, dear. Listen, I can't make it any clearer.
It's
better value without the lock-in contracts. Now, that's That's a big one. I'll get back to that.
All
but
right.
The access, you can access this up to 250 GBs.
And what does GB stand for, Mick?
It depends which circles you're mixing in. It can be Great Britain, good bloke, gubernatorial.
Or gigabyte.
Oh, gigabyte.
Could be. What speeds can it go up to?
Sounds so cute, gigabyte. For $49.95 per 30 days.
Yeah.
Is that what you asked me?
No.
Well, okay. What do you
ask me? How many megabytes per second?
Oh, per second?
Yeah.
100?
Well done.
Mm. Is
that's
it?
True.
That's true.
Nick, this is amazing. Now talk to me about the pricing.
I think this is where Ovo Mobile stands head and shoulders above the rest. Mm. Plans ranging from a massive 50 GBs for
50 Great Britain.
$49.95 per 30 days, all the way up to the biggest in Australia, 250 GBs.
How do you use it?
Well, hang on, I'm not the price yet, $99.95. That's under 100 clams for 250 GBs.
This sounds like a real game changer. How do you use it?
Well, you simply put your OV Boom SIM into your 4G SIM. Enabled modem.
Yep.
Okay.
Enabled modem. Yep. Read that right. If you don't have one, you can buy one from Ovo. Mm. See, this is where this might go over your head. But you connect it to your computer or your TV and use it to stream, download, you name it. What do you want to do?
Where do I buy it? I want to buy one now. What do I do? Where do I go? Ovo.com.au.
Oh, that'd be good.
Or.
Yep.
I could go to my local 7-Eleven and get one.
Jane, you can't get a 7-Eleven.
Yes, you can.
Why don't you go to KFC? You're not going to get one.
Yes, you are.
Oh, yeah?
Yes, you are.
7-Eleven.
Yes.
Go to 7-Eleven. Get a pie and get your Ovo Boom online.
Well done. I like it.
Is there anything, Dave, any questions?
No, I was about to say, you can also stream this very radio show for free with your Ovo.
Why are we giving it away for free?
No, I'm saying you can stream the show for free, so you're not paying data charges while you're listening to the show.
Ovo ripping us off now, are they?
No. Quite the opposite.
Can take them long to turn.
No.
Quite
we love
Ovo. They are a lovely new sponsor.
Ovo Boom is, I say, the best of its kind in fixed line internet usage.
It's a game changer.
It's a game changer.
Yeah.
Not fixed line. It's not fixed line. So I'm being... They're banging on the glass.
Oh, it's 4G.
No, it's 4G.
I think that was clear as a bell. The client will be ecstatic with that.
Prepaid mobile broadband.
All right.
Fast, consistent.
I think you better stop now. You might cause an accident.
Right, we're nearly out of here.
We are nearly out of this.
So you know who's got me rattled.
Oh, I know who's
got me rattled.
Grant
Kenny. I will track him down. I'm trying to get him on. He's cut my lunch.
Okay, we've got to explain why. If you've just tuned in, and why didn't you listen for the last 2 hours? Don't know what's going on. Yeah. But we were very disturbed to hear that Grant Kenny threw Carl Stefanovic a bachelor party
on
the weekend. And
thing.
It was supposed to be your job. Carl asked you.
So I open up.
Not only did you not do it, you didn't go.
I didn't get to go. I didn't get to do it. You come in with women's mags going, have a look at this.
Mm.
Here's Grant Kenny's stupid house.
I was sorry to bring that news
up there,
to you.
Cult headquarters, I call it. up there on the river.
One of our listeners has called in and said on Twitter, Claire said, so a quote that you said on today's show. Mm. You've made a very powerful enemy, Grant Kenny. She said, that's possibly my favourite sentence of 2018.
I'll hunt him down. I don't know. I'll find him somehow. I don't think he works a lot these days.
Why would you say that?
Can't hold a wife. You can't. Mate,
what are you talking about?
He could have a bucks party soon.
Listen.
You don't have to be personal.
Grant Kenny looks hot. He looks great. Well, not.
What's he got that I haven't got?
Abs, as we said before. And a tan.
Okay, I'll tell you what I'll tell you what I'll do.
And he can swim really well.
I'll tell you
well.
What I'll do. I'll challenge him to canoe race, a kayak. Oh.
Mate, don't do that.
No. Let's go the full.
He's an Olympic.
He's an Ironman.
Call the ranger. Let's get. I'll Ironman him. I'll do the three legs. No, I don't like the bikes.
Oh.
I'll do a little jog and I'll do the.
We swim.
Butterfly.
Are you seriously challenging Grant Kenny?
I'm very upset with Grant. I'm upset he's cut my lunch.
That's not his fault that he had to have the party.
Well, let's get him on the blower.
All right, let's Carl track Stefanovic. Him down.
He can't be trusted. Watch him, Yasmin. Hey, I don't trust him.
Have you been paying attention tonight, 8:30 on 10?
Is indeed.
Will Anderson, Kitty Flanagan, Ed Cavalier and more. We will see you soon for another big Kennedy Malloy.
Now you're all caught up on Kennedy Malloy. See what else you've been missing out on. Get on Ovo Boom prepaid mobile broadband. Super fast with no contract or wires. Ovo.com.au.